And welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics on the entire specification, diverse places. This topic is all about people. Who lives where, why they live there, and how that shapes the character of a place. Whether you're studying a bustling inner city neighbourhood or a quiet rural village, the ideas in this topic will help you understand the world around you and earn serious marks in your exam. So, let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. What do we actually mean by diverse places? At its heart, this topic is about how and why places differ from one another in terms of their population characteristics. We're talking about things like age structure, gender balance, ethnicity, religion, and cultural identity. And crucially, we're asking, why do these characteristics vary? What processes, demographic, social, economic, and political, shape the people who live in a place? The first major concept you need to understand is the rural-urban continuum. Picture a spectrum. At one end, you have deep rural areas, remote villages, hamlets, farming communities. At the other end, you have major city centres, dense, diverse, fast-moving urban environments. Most places sit somewhere in between. Now, here's what examiners want you to know. Population characteristics change systematically along this continuum. Rural areas tend to have older, less ethnically diverse, lower density populations. Urban areas tend to have younger, more ethnically diverse, higher density populations. The reasons for this are tied to migration patterns, housing costs, employment opportunities, and historical settlement. Now let's talk about population structure. A population pyramid is your best friend here. It's a bar chart showing the age and gender breakdown of a population. A youthful population, common in less economically developed countries, has a wide base and narrow top, reflecting high birth rates and high death rates. An ageing population, typical of the UK, has a narrower base and wider top, reflecting low birth rates, low death rates, and longer life expectancy. In the UK, the 2021 census showed that around 18.6% of the population was aged 65 or over. That's a really useful statistic to drop into an exam answer. Three key demographic measures drive changes in population structure. First, fertility rate, the average number of children born per woman. In the UK, the total fertility rate in 2022 was approximately 1.49, well below the replacement level of 2.1. Second, mortality rate, the number of deaths per 1,000 people per year. Improvements in healthcare, diet, and living standards have dramatically reduced mortality rates in the UK over the past century. Third, migration. The movement of people into or out of a place. Net migration into the UK has been positive for most of the past three decades, meaning more people are arriving than leaving. This brings us to one of the most important ideas in this topic, how migration shapes cultural diversity. When people move to a new place, they bring their language, religion, food, customs, and cultural practices with them. Over time, this creates culturally diverse places. Let's look at some specific examples, and examiners love specific examples. Leicester is a brilliant case study. By the time of the 2011 census, Leicester had become the first city in the UK where white British people were no longer the majority. The city has large South Asian communities, particularly people of Indian heritage, many of whom came to the UK in the 1960s and 1970s following the expulsion of Asians from Uganda under Idi Amin. Today, Leicester is home to the largest Diwali celebrations outside of India. That's a powerful example of how migration creates vibrant, diverse places. Bradford is another key example. Around 24.7% of Bradford's population identified as Muslim in the 2011 census, reflecting significant migration from Pakistan and Bangladesh from the 1950s onwards. The city's cultural landscape, its mosques, markets, restaurants, and festivals, reflects this heritage. However, Bradford has also experienced tensions around integration and social cohesion, which is important to acknowledge when discussing perceptions of place. Now, a crucial concept, social clustering. This is the tendency for people with similar characteristics, whether ethnicity, religion, income, or lifestyle, to cluster together in the same neighbourhoods. This happens for several reasons. People seek community, familiar services, places of worship, and social networks. Economic factors also play a role. Lower income groups tend to cluster in areas with cheaper housing. Social clustering can reinforce cultural diversity within a city, but it can also create segregation. Examiners want you to think critically about both the positive and negative dimensions of this process.